Okay, so we're going to try something a little new in 2021. I have my camera set up, so we'll see if I actually remember to look at the camera or if I'll just be looking down at my notes and making sure that I'm actually still recording, because that's the main part, is the podcast itself. So without further ado, hey Fem Radio listeners, this is your host, Melissa Goncalves, and clearly nothing has changed with the turn of the year. Still back at it with a new episode, even though this one will not be on Monday, but it will probably be posted the first Wednesday in January. I'm going to try and hold myself accountable to that, but for now, you know, fingers crossed. So we'll try to keep today's, as I like to say, short and sweet. This is a solo episode, so there really is no reason to just go and ramble, but I wanted to get the year started off strong. We have some great guests coming up, and one of the main things that I really myself have been struggling with is motivation. Despite having such great things going on in my life, I've been really struggling to stay motivated in each of those things. So I wanted to come on here for the first solo episode of 2021 and talk through motivation and how I try to get myself back into it after sort of drilling myself into this hole, right? Putting myself into this mental state where I can't really get things done, and you almost don't want to get things done, right? Because when you're not motivated, I hate this word, but it almost seems like you're lazy, right? You don't really have much going on and you're sort of sleeping on yourself. So motivation is very important, obviously, because it inspires you. It is the reason that you get things done, whether it's in work, in life, in relationships. Motivation is sort of that route that keeps you going towards your goal, right? Centered on that one goal that you might have, or those few goals that you might have, those milestones. So with that being said, the first thing that I would recommend in the aspect of getting yourself back to motivation. So I'm going to walk through a few tactics that I use in order to get re-centered and re-motivated on my goals and my, you know, achievements, things that I want to attain, right, in any particular moment. I'm very big on goal setting in general. So for me, it's very important to have that one thing that you're working towards, or those, you know, multiple things that you're working towards. That's really huge for me. So the first thing that I would recommend is to actually set a goal. And I don't mean setting a random goal, right? I mean, my life goal being that, you know, this past year has been what it's been, is to travel, right? Like, I want to get the hell out of here. I want to go somewhere. But that's not what I mean, right? I mean setting an achievable daily goal. So what are you going to do each day? Because right now we're talking about getting your motivation back, right? So what can you do each day that doesn't seem so daunting, but can get you recentered and get you remotivated? So this is what I like to call the root item, right? So your goal is the root item, and that's how you can sort of work to get yourself motivated throughout the period of your lack of motivation. So by setting an achievable daily goal, you're going to be able to work your way towards setting a monthly goal or a quarterly goal once you build up that motivation, right? Because setting that daily goal is going to get you motivated. Again, I don't mean, you know, I want to go on a 45-day vacation to Europe. I mean more like, for example, my goal, right, is to work out for 30 minutes each day. So that's going to be the example I'm using throughout this episode. So if my goal is to work out for 30 minutes each day, that's my achievable goal. It's something I can do. Maybe not something I always want to do, but it's something I can do. So it's my achievable goal. And then from there, I use 4 small tactics to achieve this goal. So the first tactic is to better prepare yourself to achieve the goal by reducing any possible excuses. So for the sake of today, I'm going to call them roadblocks, right? Because no one really likes the word excuses, but I'm going to call them roadblocks. So for example, for me, an excuse that I've made of not being able to get my 30 minutes of workout in is, I don't have the right gym clothes set. I have to dig into my dresser. I can't find my favorite spandex or my favorite sports bra, right? It's all just excuses. So in order to get yourself back to your motivated state, you have to eliminate those excuses, eliminate those roadblocks. So for me, I'll set my clothes out the night before, or if I'm going to the gym, I will pack my gym bag the night before, so that in the morning, because I'm a morning gym goer, in the morning when I wake up, that's already an excuse that's eliminated because it's already done. I did it the night before and I don't have to worry about it. And same goes if you're driving to work, right? If you're going to work, throw that gym bag in your car. So it almost stares at you, right? Not that you want to be guilt tripped, but it's there. So if you're not going, that's on you. Now you have to blame yourself. You can't blame the gym bag not being packed or your lack of preparation. Now you have to blame yourself. But the same goes for work, right? So that's like a gym setting. The same goes for work. If you want to wake up early or you know you have to wake up early to get a head start to the day, you have a lot of meetings, how can you achieve that, right? Is it setting your coffee machine so that you wake up to the smell of fresh brewed coffee and you're excited to get up? Is it cleaning your office desk so that it's a place that you're excited to go to and excited to get through to? Is it buying something new? I mean, when we were still in our office setting, I bought myself this like little whiteboard for my desk, and it was exciting to get there and write down my to-do list every morning and cross things off. It was something that excited me. So think about what your roadblocks are in each of the items that you're trying to achieve and in each of the daily tasks that you're trying to achieve to get back on track to being motivated. Because we all know things that we're doing when we're in a really positive, motivated state, right? Maybe you have a routine established. So think of all the roadblocks that are stopping you from reestablishing that routine. Now, each time you do fulfill a daily goal or a daily milestone, think of that as an achievement that you've unlocked that week, right? Don't think of it as something small, especially when it comes to something like a fitness regimen, right? I'm not gonna fault myself for doing 30 minutes of cardio and not doing weights for another 30 minutes. Be happy for yourself that you did achieve that goal that you set. So that's the first tactic. The second that I recommend, and again, these are just my tactics or things that work for me, is to be aware. So for me, there are times where I'm super, super motivated, and then times where I sort of fall into a lull or like a dark period, I call it. So you don't need to start something every single Monday, right? You don't need to be like, okay, this Monday, I'm going to focus on my job. This morning, I'm going to focus on my diet. You don't have to do that. You don't have to start a 30-day cleanse or a 30-day workout regimen. You can start whenever you're motivated. So I noticed this with myself that if I capitalized on those mini moments where I am motivated or I see like a burst of excitement for something, when I capitalize on it, I realize how good that actually feels. And then I keep wanting to do that. So it almost is your body telling you, yes, this was a great feeling being able to accomplish this, even though I was only motivated for five minutes, but I recognized that and I went after it and I achieved what I was trying to achieve. And now I feel better about it. And then tomorrow when you wake up, your body's gonna remember that happiness that you felt in that mini state of motivation. And then you're going to slowly start working towards a bigger and better goal. So this is a big one for me because again, like I've mentioned it before, but sometimes I have really difficult bouts with anxiety. I lose sleep. My eating regimen is all messed up. And then you're sort of operating on such like a high intense state that when your anxiety sort of suppresses and goes away, you end up being just very tired, very fatigued. And it's difficult to get out of that. But this is a really great way to do it because there are patches of time, like I said, during those dark periods where I get motivated. But you have to be able to sort of use that motivation in a more intentional way. And that's where my third tactic comes in. So third tactic is to be intentional. Be intentional. It's very important because it helps you stay positive when you do have a pretty bad day. So this tactic ties in again directly into awareness because once you are aware that you're in a motivated state, you need to be intentional with what you're doing with that. So if I recognize that I'm in a super motivated state, but I choose to watch Love It or List It for like 9 straight hours instead of applying myself to my business or my work, then that's something that I chose to do, right? But I had a moment there where I could have used that small burst of motivation to do something that would bring me a return. So it's very, very important to notice what those like small bursts of motivation are and then how you can turn those into actually being intentional with them. So
I'll use my example with the gym again, right? So for me, I mean, I love watching TV. Like everyone that knows me knows I'm like a big TV junkie. I could sit on the couch and watch TV for hours and hours and hours. So I tried to think of ways in which I could marry the TV aspect into actual things that are relevant for me. So for example, if I do cardio in the morning, I'll download a TV show to my phone or to my iPad, or I'll watch it at my desk when I'm doing a workout in my apartment. And that's one way to sort of check something off the list that you really want to do, which is to watch that TV show, but also something that is relevant to your life goal, working out or getting something done. I'm also a big podcast person, and I'm a great multitasker in that sense where I can listen to something and also get work done. So sometimes it just helps me to put my headphones on, listen to a podcast, and really crush through the workday. But that's all about being intentional, right? If you feel that burst of motivation, grab it and think to yourself, what do I actually need to get done? And now that I'm feeling that small motivated state, push through and actually do the thing that you were trying to do for however long. Now, the fourth tactic is quite possibly one of my favorites, and that's journaling. So journaling is very important to me. I actually am a big physical writer. I don't really like writing things down on the computer. I like writing things down on a piece of paper or an actual journal. And why I say that this is so important is because I want you to write down how you're feeling when you're in a motivated state and when you're not in a motivated state. So at the end of the day, or at the beginning of the next day, go through and say, yesterday, sometimes it'll be super simple, right? January 3rd, I was not motivated today. I did this instead, but I had to do this. This was on my to-do list, but this is what I did instead. And then each day you'll start to see a pattern, right? Of the things that you weren't able to do versus the things that you needed to do. And then you'll also see a pattern on your motivated list, right? In your motivated journal of all the things that you got done in such a short period of time. And that's something for me that I always will look back on and I'll say, oh wow, I did nothing on this day, but then on this day, I only was active for 2 hours, but I got so much done. I edited 3 episodes. I reached out to 4 new guests. I created marketing clips where it's like, that was 2 hours, right? But in my unmotivated state, those 2 hours seemed so daunting and so stressful that I didn't want to be bothered. But you'll start to notice your pattern and the things that you really catch. And sometimes I'll write also just additional information, right? The weather, just to sort of see what actually goes hand in hand, right? If I was in an unmotivated state when it was really rainy and disgusting outside, maybe I can sort of chalk that up with next time it's rainy and disgusting outside, I need to change my scenery. Maybe instead of working from my bedroom, I'll go work from the kitchen, or I'll go sit at the dining room table, because you need to not be laying in your bed when it's cloudy and gross outside. It's just going to make you want to sleep and watch movies, and it's not going to help you and make you a better you. So to tie all that back and give you another overview, the way that I typically get out of an unmotivated state is to set a goal. So whatever the goal may be, I set it. For me right now, it's to really get refocused back on Femme Radio. I took a few weeks off, and I also was in a very unmotivated state from November through December. So I'm trying to get back at it, but that's my goal, is to really make sure that each of the new guests I'm featuring, who are so incredible, get all of my attention, all of the marketing clips they deserve, and that new projects that I'm working on go off without a hitch, because I have to put my best foot forward and I have to work harder than ever before to make that happen. No one can do it but me. So in order to do that, I have to set daily goals. And again, the first tactic is to reduce all possible excuses. So for me, I do all my Femme Radio work in the morning. So I gotta wake up early, which means that I gotta get to bed early. I gotta drink a lot of water. I gotta make a little note in my alarm so that when my alarm goes off, it tells me to get the hell out of bed because you got shit to do. There's a lot of things that I have to do to eliminate my roadblocks. The second tactic, again, being aware. So aware of those mini patches of motivation, which I'm having right now, which is why I'm recording this episode and making this video. And I even did my hair and makeup, which is literally like a fourth time I've done it in the last 9 months. And this third is to be intentional. So again, I was in a motivated state today, but I didn't just, you know, do my hair and makeup and sit here and take selfies, which is something I'm known to do. I actually did something positive, recording an episode for Femme and making this video again. And the fourth thing again is to journal. So tonight I'll be journaling about why I was motivated. What was it that sparked my motivation so that the next time I sense something like that, I can recognize it better. So what was I doing when I, you know, when I, my motivation was sparked? Was I looking at something? In my case, I was on TikTok and I was looking at business TikTok. So I was in the realm of, you know, empowerment and motivation, and it really sparked me. So that's sort of how I know in the future when I'm in an unmotivated state, something I can really look towards for my motivation is other empowerment videos, other empowerment podcasts. And that's something that I was able to recognize through the use of my journaling. I also wanted to note a few other things that helped me get on track. And I swear, I've mentioned a few of them before, but I promise you that if either of these is not done, I feel out of whack. And I know a lot of you might as well. The first, making my bed in the morning. I'm telling you, I'm always the first to get out of bed. So it is very, very difficult for me to recognize that like the bed's not made. But anytime I walk past the room and I see it unmade, I just like, as my mom would say, just like pull the ears of the bed, because it helps me see the room as like a sanctuary rather than like a cluttered mess that I have to go and clean instead of doing other things, right? That's my roadblock. The bed not being made is my excuse. The second thing that I recommend is drinking water. I have had a dollar for every time someone told me that I'm not hydrated enough. I swear I'd be rich. But it is true. Staying hydrated really does provide such great benefits. It gives you more energy and it reduces brain fog, which I always have all the time. And I feel like obviously it's due to my lack of water intake. But it is really important to drink water. My third is making a cup of coffee. And I know that that's something for me. It might not be for everybody else, but making a cup of coffee for me works because I have sort of mentally associated sitting down at your desk with a cup of coffee as a motivation. I don't know if I saw it in a lot of movies growing up, you know, someone having a cup of coffee and working at their, you know, city job. But to me, I always associated a cup of coffee with like just getting shit done. So anytime I have a cup of coffee and I'm sitting at my desk, it's like my version of a power pose. I feel motivated. And then my last one is really just going for a walk outside. Even if it's just for 15 minutes to walk Sophie, my dog, I'll always make an effort to get out of my apartment each day. It's so important now more than ever when people have been just cooped up for so long and we're getting kind of like some cabin fever up in here. But when fresh air hits you, I don't think there's like many words to describe just like the rejuvenation of fresh air. But sometimes, again, being cooped up inside could be dark. It could be sad. You just sort of lose track of yourself. So get outside, even if it's cold, bundle yourself up, give yourself a 10-minute time frame, right? Just walk around the block or even just walk to the end of your street and back. Nothing crazy. I'm not telling you to run 3 miles because Lord knows I wouldn't do that either. But just get outside, breathe that fresh air. It will get your day started off on the right note. And that's all I have for today. I would love in 2021 for you all to be submitting questions, submitting things that you need. Each of the guests that I feature are so diverse and so different that any question would really work. So I would love to be able to incorporate more listener feedback, more listener needs. So if there's things you want to see, things you want to hear on Femme Radio, please send them my way. Just shoot me a DM on Instagram. But thank you for listening to my first solo episode of 2021. I really hope this inspired some of you to get back on track to being motivated and starting this year off fresh. As always, please like, follow, and subscribe to the Femme Radio podcast and follow us on Instagram at femme_trepreneur. Thank you.